This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heads north to Canada for meetings Friday, a day after a diplomatic mission to Washington. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the Canadian Parliament on Friday as he continues his efforts to shore up support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against the Russian invasion. Zelensky is scheduled to arrive at Ottawa's airport late Thursday after meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden and lawmakers in Washington, where he faced questions about the flow of American dollars has helped keep his troops in the fight against Russian forces. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will greet Zelensky and also plans to speak to Canadians from Parliament in Ottawa on Friday. It's Zelensky's first visit to Canada since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
India has suspended visa services for Canadian citizens as a rift between the two countries widened. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The rise in tensions come after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Trudeau believes India was involved in the assassination of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar, who had been wanted by India for years. Indian External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagshi confirmed a temporary suspension of all visa services for Canadians.
Accordingly, our High Commission and consulates are temporarily unable to process visa applications.
The suspension means that Canadians who don't already have visas will not be able to travel to India until services resume. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States plans to send more enforcement to its border with Mexico following a significant rise in unauthorized border crossings, particularly in the area of Eagle Pass, Texas, where the mayor issued a state of emergency. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown,